My name is Maria, and I'm excited to share my story with you today. Have you ever dreamed about living in another country? I had that dream, and 1 year ago, it came true. I moved from Mexico to the United States to study at university. It was exciting, but also scary. I'm 22 years old, and I grew up in Puebla, a small city near Mexico City. My whole life, I was surrounded by family, friends, and everything familiar. Then suddenly, I found myself thousands of miles from home in a completely different world. Before coming here, I imagined America would be like the movies, big cities, yellow taxis, and everyone speaking perfect English. Well, some of that is true, but there's much more to it. Real life is more complicated and challenging than what we see on screen. Today, I want to tell you about my first year in America. It's been like a roller coaster with many ups and downs. I'll share funny stories, challenges I faced, and wonderful friends I've made. I'll also give you practical advice about making friends and learning English faster, even when you feel homesick. Maybe you're thinking about studying abroad, or you want to learn about different cultures. Perhaps you're learning English and want to hear a real story. Whatever your reason, I hope my story can inspire you and help with your own journey. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfortable, and let's start. I think you'll find it interesting and useful. I arrived in May when spring was turning into summer. The weather was perfect, but everything else felt completely different. The airport was huge. I felt like I was in a giant maze. Finding my way to the university was quite an adventure. My English wasn't very good back then. I could understand simple sentences, but when people spoke quickly, I felt lost. Everything looked different: taller buildings, wider streets, different cars. I remember walking around campus thinking, "Wow, I'm actually here." One of the first things I noticed was the food. In Mexico, we eat spicy dishes with lots of flavor. Here, things seemed sweeter and less spicy. I ordered what I thought was a normal sandwich at a restaurant. It was huge. In Mexico, our sandwiches are much smaller, and this one had so much mayonnaise, I could only eat half. I started to understand that portion sizes here are very different. Shopping for groceries was another adventure. I spent 2 hours in a supermarket just looking at all the products. There were so many choices. It seemed like there were 50 types of cereal and 20 kinds of bread. I felt overwhelmed and excited. Another challenge was understanding American culture. People were friendly, but sometimes I didn't understand their expressions. For example, someone said, "Break a leg," before my first class presentation. In Mexico, that would be terrible to say. I was confused. Later, I learned it means good luck. There were many expressions like this I had to learn. I also noticed that Americans are very direct in communication. In Mexico, we often use indirect language to be polite. But here, people say exactly what they think. I learned that being direct doesn't mean being rude, it's just a different style. My biggest challenge was speaking English. I was afraid of making mistakes and sounding stupid. In Mexico, we focused on grammar and reading, not speaking. But I knew I had to practice to succeed here, so I started small. First, I decided to speak English for at least 1 hour every day. This was difficult because I wanted to hide in my room and text my family in Spanish. But I forced myself to go out and talk to people. I joined a conversation group called English Practice for International Students. It was scary at first, but everyone was supportive. There were students from China, Brazil, Korea, and other countries. We were all trying to improve our English. We talked about movies, food, hobbies, and our experiences in America. It was amazing to hear different accents and learn about many cultures. I also started watching American TV shows with subtitles. This helped me learn new words and understand how people really talk. My favorite show was Friends. It was funny and easy to understand. I learned expressions like "what's up" and "no way" that you don't learn in textbooks. Listening to music in English also helped. I would look up lyrics and try to sing along. At first, I sounded terrible, but it was fun. Music helped me understand the rhythm of English and remember new words. I made a rule: every time I went to a coffee shop or restaurant, I had to have a conversation. Even just asking the waiter about the menu or talking about the weather. These small conversations built my confidence step by step. Slowly, my English got better. I made lots of mistakes. Sometimes people looked confused when I said something wrong, but I learned from every mistake. The most important thing was not to be afraid to speak up. Most people are patient when they see you're trying. Making friends was really important to me. I missed my family and friends from home so much. I wanted to find people I could laugh with and share experiences with, like a second family in America. At first, I was shy about approaching people. In Mexico, I had childhood friends, and making new friends was easy because we shared the same culture and language. But here, everything was different. How do you make friends when you're not sure if people will understand your accent? I joined clubs at the university, the International Student Organization, and the Spanish Club. The International Student Organization was perfect because everyone understood what it's like to be far from home. We had monthly meetings where we shared food from our countries and talked about our experiences. It was like a support group. The Spanish Club had native Spanish speakers like me and American students learning Spanish. I could help them with Spanish, and they helped me with English. We became language exchange partners and real friends. I also tried to be more open and friendly. I smiled at people, said hello in hallways, and asked classmates about themselves. Sometimes it felt forced at first, but I realized many American students are friendly and open to meeting new people. One of the best things I did was invite classmates to my dorm room for Mexican dinner. I was nervous because I wasn't sure if they'd like Mexican food. I made tacos, guacamole, and rice with beans. They loved it. Some had never tried real Mexican food before. They were excited to learn about my culture. It was a great way to share my heritage and make friends. I learned that making friends takes time and effort, but it's worth it. You can't become best friends overnight. My American friends helped me feel at home and learn about American culture. They also helped me see my own culture differently. Of course, there were times when I felt really homesick. I missed my family, friends, and especially the food from home. It was particularly hard during holidays like Christmas and Mexican Independence Day. I would see photos on social media of my family celebrating together, and I felt so far away. The hardest moments were at night in my dorm room. I would think about my mom's cooking, my dad's jokes, and my little sister's laugh. Sometimes I cried and wondered if I had made the right decision. These feelings were normal, but still difficult. To deal with homesickness, I stayed in touch with my family regularly. I called them every Sunday morning, which was Sunday evening in Mexico. We talked for at least an hour about our weeks. I also sent them pictures of my daily life, my dorm room, friends, campus, and food. This helped them feel connected to my new life. I also celebrated Mexican holidays even though I was far away. For Mexican Independence Day, I organized a small celebration with other Mexican students. We made traditional food, played Mexican music, and shared stories about our hometowns. It felt so good to speak Spanish for a whole evening. But I also focused on good things in my life in America. I made a list of new experiences and things I was learning. I explored the city every weekend, visited museums, and tried new activities. I joined a hiking club and went on beautiful hikes in the mountains. I had never seen landscapes like that in Mexico. I also took a photography class, which was amazing. I learned to create small traditions that made me feel at home. I found a Mexican grocery store where I could buy ingredients for food from home. I also found a Mexican restaurant for when I really missed home-cooked meals. These little things helped me stay connected to my culture while embracing my new life. The most important thing I learned was to create happiness instead of waiting for it to happen. I could choose to focus on positive things. I learned to appreciate little things, like a beautiful sunset on campus, a good grade, or a fun conversation with a friend. I also learned to be thankful for opportunities, even when I felt sad. So that was my first year in America. It was like a roller coaster with excitement, challenges, and new experiences. Looking back, I can't believe how much I've changed and grown. I learned about myself, American culture, and the world. Most importantly, I learned that I'm stronger than I thought. When I first arrived, I was scared and unsure about everything. Now, I feel confident and at home here. I can have conversations in English without feeling nervous. I have friends who care about me. I know my way around the city. I even know which restaurants serve the best tacos. These might seem like small things, but they represent huge progress for me. If I could give you one piece of advice, it would be to stay open to new experiences, even when they scare you. Don't be afraid to make mistakes, they're your best teachers. Accept challenges because they help you grow stronger. And always celebrate your small victories. Here are some practical tips that helped me. First, don't try to change everything about yourself to fit in. Stay proud of who you are and where you come from. Your unique perspective is valuable. Second, be patient with yourself. Learning a language and adapting to new culture takes time. Some days will be harder than others, and that's normal. Third, create a support system. Find people who understand what you're going through, other international students, kind teachers, or welcoming friends. You don't have to do this alone. Fourth, stay connected to home, but don't live in the past. Call your family and celebrate your traditions, but also embrace new experiences. Finally, remember why you came. When things get difficult, think about your goals and dreams. They will give you strength to keep going. Learning a new language and living in a new country can be hard, but it's also incredibly rewarding. You'll grow as a person in ways you never expected. You'll make friends who will change your life. You'll see the world and yourself in a completely new way. What about you? Have you ever lived in a different country or learned a new language? Are you thinking about studying abroad? What are your biggest fears? I'd love to hear about your experiences or answer questions. Please share your stories in the comments below. Thank you for listening to my story. I hope it has inspired you and maybe helped you feel less alone if you're going through something similar. Remember, even when things are difficult and you feel lost, you can always find your way. Trust yourself, be brave, and don't give up on your dreams. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep exploring. The world is full of amazing opportunities waiting for you. Until next time, take care and goodbye.